T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What happens when we have a bunch of injuries in any of the local sports teams? Who do we call?
This guy.
You know, we don't call Ghostbusters.
No.
You know?
Joe, oh my God, I know.
So Dr. Rajaron, are you kidding me? There must be injuries.
It must be. Listen, this is the fourth time in the past week and a half.
I know.
By the way, you came
back from vacation. I missed you, Joe. Chris, I had a great time.
By the way, Doc,
Chris,
I heard Chernoff had a hangnail. What can we do for him?
I know.
He's going to miss a week.
I'm on the DL.
Dr. Arun Rajaram from our partners at IGEA Brain and Spine. Yeah, the last time I spoke to you, I said I don't want to talk to you again because there shouldn't be any more Yankee injuries. And the one last night was horrendous on many levels. Talk about what he's dealing with, Dustin Fowler, and how difficult of a recovery is this injury.
Everybody's heart sank last night seeing that. You know, I thought we were going to potentially be doing a midnight segment last night after seeing that injury. So what's he dealing with? So he tore his patella tendon. And all of us in this area know this from Victor Cruz. So this is the same injury Victor Cruz sustained, but this is worse. And why do I say that? So everyone's seen the video by now. So when he was running to try and catch that ball, he hit the one part of that barrier that unfortunately was not padded. It was essentially a metal edge. So his right knee, if you take your hand, everybody do this, feel your kneecap. You know, feel your right kneecap. You take your fingers and you go up a little bit, that's your quad tendon. If you go down a little bit past your kneecap, that's your patella tendon. So those two tendons do all of the work. Our quad muscle group, which is the largest muscle group in our body, they do all the work for that muscle group. And that's what helps you walk, and that's what helps you run and jump and do everything you need to do. That's why you saw him yesterday. You know, he kind of hobbled back away from the wall, tried to take a couple steps, and then just collapsed. Because when that tendon's torn, the whole leg has no support at all. So that, unfortunately, where that metal kind of opening was, it made it an emergency. So there's a reason this guy had surgery last night. So normally we don't fix this immediately. So I just did this exact surgery on a guy 2 weeks ago who got hurt playing basketball with his friends. That, you know, we didn't do it the night this happened. You know, it's usually not an emergency. But what happened in Dustin's case is it broke the skin. So that metal grate essentially tore through his uniform to his skin and through that tendon.
Wow.
So that's what makes it an emergency, because then all of a sudden you have an open wounds from this metal cut that basically everything from the outside world, which, you know, the bacteria and the dirt and whatever stuff that's there, gets into your body. So that's what made it even worse of an injury. So then what they did was, you know, the White Sox, the way the MLB is a little different than the NFL is, when I was with the Texans, we traveled with our team. So in the NFL, your primary medical staff travels. So we were present for all the away games. The MLB, as you obviously know, there's a million games, so the staff can't travel for every game. So it's the home team's medical staff that is the primary call for everybody. So when I was with the Astros, when we were in Houston, we would take care of all the visiting teams. And the same thing in this case. The White Sox staff is obviously all right there, and they called their docs over immediately because once they got him back in, they knew what he had, this open wound over there, and they took him to surgery last night, because the first thing you got to do is you got to wash that thing out, because the outside world is now inside this guy's leg. So they had to wash that out, and then you got to repair that tendon. And the way these things are repaired, it depends a little bit on where it's torn, as far as semantics goes, but the gist of the story is you got to put that tendon back on the kneecap. So again, going back to feel your own kneecap, where that tendon at the bottom of your kneecap, where it meets the bone, you got to reattach that. So that's basically a combination of putting some stitches through the tendon and then basically attaching those back into the bone. We got some anchors. We got ways of doing that, but the gist of the story is you got to attach that tendon back onto the bone. So after washing his whole knee out last night, then they would have done that. They would have basically then put stitches on the tendon and anchor it back into the bone. So now his quad muscle group and patella tendon is actually finally connected again.
You know, so, Doc, I'm sorry, go ahead. No, because I just want to go back to the Victor Cruz injury, because Victor Cruz, let's be honest, I mean, he missed a couple years, and he really has never been the same guy that he was before the injury. Now, that's football, and it's a little different than baseball. How about, I mean, so how long do you think till we see this kid?
Yeah, you know, ironically enough, Victor Cruz is in Chicago right now, so maybe he'll go give his best wishes, and he'll give his his thoughts to Dustin and give him some feedback on how to get better faster. But this is, at a minimum, you're looking at 6 months, because what Dustin's going to be, if he's in the hospital room right now, he's stuck in a knee brace that's locking his knee completely straight. He's not bending this thing for 6 weeks. So for 6 weeks, he's basically in a knee brace and barely moving the knee. Then after 6 weeks, they'll let him start bending it a little more, but it's not until 3 months. So literally 3 months is how long that tendon takes to heal. It's not until 3 months before he'll actually really be able to bend it and actually start putting more and more weight and actually doing some strengthening. So the number to kind of think about is, however long you don't use a muscle, it takes at least that long, if not sometimes twice as long, to get that muscle back. So he's not using that muscle for 3 months from yesterday. So in 3 months, when he starts using it, he's got at least 3 months of recovery time to wake that muscle back up, but up to 6 months. So basically we're looking at up to 9 months from now before that muscle comes back to where it needs to be. And in Victor Cruz's example, at the 1 year mark, it wasn't even back to where it needed to be. So that whole first season, he never played. He didn't play a single game that whole first year back.
Right.
And then it was that second year. So it literally took Victor 2 years to get back. And again, like we said, Joe, baseball is not as, a tough kind of thing to jump back to the way football is in some ways. But at the same time, this guy's an outfielder. He's going to be running. Whenever he hits the ball, he's going to be running. So he still needs to achieve an explosive running ability. So we're looking at a minimum 6 months before he even thinks about starting to do stuff really heavy. But it's not unreasonable, given how significant of an injury this is and how significant of a recovery it is. I wouldn't be surprised, and it wouldn't be unreasonable if it took him a year to come back from this.
5 years from now, will he feel it? Can he be fully recovered? Because he's a guy who, a lot of his game is speed. So is this something he's going to feel like years down the road?
Hey, Evan, he could, man. He could. I mean, this is something that, unfortunately, the rest of his life, he's going to have a risk of scar tissue and arthritis under that kneecap, because when that thing scars from that type of injury, the kneecap kind of sits a little closer to your thigh, and it kind of hugs the cartilage a little heavier there. He's going to be probably a little stiffer, so that knee may not ever bend compared to the bend the exact same way the other knee does. I mean, he'll make a very good recovery, I would expect, but unfortunately, it's a big deal when you tear that tendon, which is responsible for facilitating the strongest muscle group in our body to do what we need to do. That's a big deal. So 5 years from now, you know, he may have some soreness after he's been running for a long time, or he may have some tightness after he's been doing something. But my heart definitely sank when I saw that injury yesterday, because it's a big deal. I mean, it unfortunately could be a game changer, but let's just keep our fingers crossed and glasses half full that I hope he does make a full recovery for him. But it's not going to be easy, so we got to kind of keep definitely hoping for the best with this situation.
You know, the two New York teams have had a ton of injuries this year. I mean, the Mets had, in the beginning of the season, it seemed like the Mets, everybody was getting hurt every day. Now it seems just the same thing for the Yankees going on. And it just seems in baseball in general, and maybe it's me, Doc, we're seeing more injuries than we ever saw in baseball. And I know Fowler's injury was kind of a fluke injury. You know, it wasn't like something, you know, they pulled a hamstring or something along those lines. I mean, there's no way you're preventing the injury he had yesterday. But how about that? I mean, do you feel that? Do you think that maybe there's more injuries than we've seen in years in baseball?
I mean, it definitely seems like it. I know that's just definitely been a hot topic we've been chatting about recently. And any one argument you can make is, is everyone training that much harder these days and building a lot more size, muscle, and bulk that's good in a lot of sports and good in a lot of activities, but not necessarily good in baseball? because so much of baseball is a finesse sport, especially when it comes to throwing and form for certain things. And the moment you build a lot of muscle, it does change your form and it does change your flexibility. So I do think that could be part of it. It's, you know, I don't think no one's been able to really pinpoint exactly why, but it does seem, and if you talk to a ton of the retired players, that's what everyone's saying. One of my own patients, he's listening to this right now from my waiting room, and he's a former MLB player, and he talked to me about this exact same thing. He's retired now for about 20 years, but he said to me the exact same thing, that people are getting a lot more injuries nowadays than they were when he was playing, and they were strong back then too. They were still working out. They were still maintaining as much as they could as far as strength wise. So why now? And maybe it's some of the techniques, and maybe it's some of the fact that they're maybe pushing a little harder than they need to. Maybe it's not as sports specific anymore as it should be. I think that's what we got to look back. You got to step back and look, what do you actually need to succeed in your sport? You just can't be the biggest and strongest, and that necessarily is not going to help you per se in your game, in your sport. So I think that's what we got to step back and look at. What do you actually need from the strength and agility and conditioning standpoint to do what you do extremely well in your sport?
You don't want to tell us who that guy is. 20 years played 20 years ago, right?
I don't want to say his name. I'll ask him I talk to him and let him know next time.
I'm sure somebody will be hurt within the next week or so that we'll have you on again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna guess it's former major leaguer Mark Carrion. Remember him?
Yeah. Why do you say him?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of a random
Mark
guy
Carrion,
from 30 years
former
ago.
Met.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Imagine if that was right, Doc. That'd be pretty.
It's
impressive.
Not Mark Carrion, right, Doc?
No, not him.
See, we ruled him out.
There you go. One down, 5 million to go.
Yes.
Doc, good talking to you.
See you, Doc.
Likewise, guys. Happy 4th, everybody.
Same to you. Have
same
a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.